It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today we've got a little heat wave daytime baseball for you as the Rainiers have returned home from the road just in time to catch you some hot temperatures here in Tacoma at the start of a six-game homestand. And this homestand features the Rainiers playing the El Paso Chihuahuas, AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. And having lost four in a row, they just got swept in a three-game series. And that was at Reno, and now their road trip continues here in Tacoma. The Rainiers, meanwhile, just returned home from three games in Salt Lake City, where the Rainiers dropped two out of three, including a tough extra-inning game, a 12-inning game on Tuesday. So Tacoma entering play today, 39-53 on the year, in the cellar in the West, but only a half game out of fourth place, 12.5 games behind first place Reno. El Paso's quite a bit closer because they've been pretty good overall this year, to say the least. 11 games over 500 on the year at 52-41, and they are three games behind first place Oklahoma City in the Eastern Division standings. El Paso is the final team that the Rainiers are playing for the first time this year. Have not seen them all season. They're only going to play the Chihuahuas for this 1 6-game series, and that's it for the entire season. No return trip for the Rainiers, so just these six games against the San Diego Padres, AAA affiliate. Starting pitchers today on the mound for the Rainiers, Austin Warner. Warner is 2-2 with a 5.79 ERA. He makes his third start today. Luke Westfall starts for El Paso, 2-1 with a 4.64 ERA. He, like Warner, is a lefty. So Westfall for El Paso and Warner for Tacoma. Should be a good one today under the sun. Got some roster moves, including the presence of some major league rehabbers. We'll tell you about it when our pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not running your business on NetSuite. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on El Paso today, the San Diego Padres AAA affiliate. Each team with a major leaguer on rehab in the starting lineup today for the Rainiers. It is Mitch Haniger coming back from a high ankle sprain. Haniger has already played in three games at Class A Everett, and he is with the Rainiers today and DHing. El Paso has Will Myers in their starting lineup playing right field. Myers has been out for the Padres since the beginning of June with knee inflammation, and he's played in a handful of games already for El Paso. So Will Myers in there for El Paso and Mitch Haniger for the Rainiers. Also on the roster, Fred just got word, Mariners had to promote George Kirby to start tonight. They had to make a roster move to do that. They have optioned Matt Brash back to Tacoma, so the reliever Matt Brash coming back to the Rainiers after the roster move today. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for El Paso, 52-41 on the year under manager Jared Sandberg. They're going to lead off with center fielder Jose Azucar. Batting second, Will Myers in right field. Taylor Colway hits third. He's at first base. Hitting cleanup is Luis Campuzano doing the catching. Batting fifth, third baseman Brett Sullivan. Eggy Rosario hits sixth and plays shortstop. Former Rainier Luis Liberato bats seventh. He's in left field. Hitting eighth, the second baseman C.J. Hinojosa. And batting ninth, D.H. Kyle Martin on the mound. Left-hander Luke Westfall. For Tacoma, 39-53. Tim Fedorovich back in charge. He's going to lead off with Jared Kelnick. Kelnick in center field. Batting second, designated hitter Mitch Haniger. Hitting third and playing third base is Kevin Padlow. In the Cleveland cleanup spot, catcher Brian O'Keefe. Eric Mejia hits fifth. He's in left field. Joe Odom sixth at first base. Drew Ellis seventh. He's at second base. Mason McCoy is the shortstop. And hitting ninth, right fielder Marcus Wilson. On the mound, Austin Warner. Umpires, Brett first base and Mark Stewart Jr. at third. It's Tacoma and El Paso. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We are ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the El Paso Chihuahuas. Austin Warner on the mound, and the lefty is ready to go to work. Jose Azucar stands in, and the first pitch of the game is taken down low for a ball, and we are overway. Jose Azucar hitting .273 in 5 games, and Warner's 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. And game time temperature 85 degrees and rising here in Tacoma. Now the 1-1 from Warner is a fastball inside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Right here's wearing the whites today, the white jerseys, white pants. El Paso decked out in black jerseys and gray pants. So there's a swing and a foul back by Azucar. And that evens up the count 2-2. Both teams flew into town yesterday. Rainier's from Salt Lake City and El Paso from Reno. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Azucar, and there's the first out of the ballgame. Austin Warner strikes out the first batter he faces, and now Will Myers will be the batter. Warner made a surprise spot start on Friday in Salt Lake City when Justice Sheffield had neck stiffness warming up to start the game. Sears one down low to Myers. So Warner was pressed into duty, and he delivered three scoreless innings in a game the Red Ears ultimately won 6-0. His 1-0 pitch to Myers is up high for a ball, 2-0. Will Myers, longtime major leaguer with El Paso on a rehab assignment. Now the 2-0 on its way from Warner, and it is swung on and smashed into left field. Coming in and making the catch is Mejia, and there's the second out. Myers lines out to left field, and now Taylor Colway will be the hitter. Well, El Paso has some guys who are really swinging the bat well, and they play in a great hitter's park at El Paso, so that boosts their numbers overall. But still, Colway leading the league in batting average, hitting .338 on the year. Left-handed batter, also leads the league in on-base percentage. And Warner's pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Colway in the lineup at first base for El Paso. Third on one hop, Padlow has it, sets himself and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Quick and easy for Austin Warner at the top of the first inning. He retires the side in order, and we go to the bottom of the first. El Paso nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Austin Warner delivers a quick and easy top of the first for the Red Ears, and now Tacoma comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. And they're facing left-hander Luke Westfall in his second season with El Paso. Westfall 2-1 with a 4.64 ERA, began the year in the El Paso bullpen, moved into the starting rotation. This is his 11th start of the year. And he's star Ray. Jared Keldick stands in to lead things off for Tacoma, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Westfall, found by the Padres last summer, picked up out of an independent league, and last year was his first time playing AAA ball. Here's his 1-0 on its way to Keldick, and it is taken outside for a ball, 2-0. Keldick hitting .292 with 11 homers, .919 OPS. Only left-handed hitter in the lineup today against this left-handed pitcher, Luke Westfall. 2-0 the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center field. Late break in for Azokar, but he's going to be bailed out by the second baseman, Hinojosa, who makes the catch in shallow center field. And one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. Kelnick pops up, and now here's Mitch Haniger in his 2022 Tacoma Rainiers debut. Haniger rehabbing a high ankle sprain. And he looks out towards Westfall. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Right here, the Mariners hoping to get a big boost from Haniger for the last 2 months of the season. as he was a heavy hitter for him in the big leagues last year with 39 homers and 100 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch from Westfall is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Haniger this past weekend played in three games for the Everett Aqua Sox to start his rehab program. And he ended up going 3-for-9 and homered on Sunday. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way from Westfall. And it is a swing and a foul off of his right leg. And the count goes to 1-2. Mitch, 31 years old. Free agent after this season. 1-2. Here's the pitch from Westfall. He's into his motion, and it is swung on and bounced foul in the home plate area. Still 1-2. Haniger, not unfamiliar with Cheney Stadium. He came here as a visitor when he was with Reno in 2016 before being acquired by the Mariners organization. And then in 2017, he had an extended rehab assignment with the Rainiers in which he played in 11 games. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Westfall got him with a fastball up. 93 on the gun. And two men are out. So Westfall getting his first strikeout. And now Kevin Padlow is the batter. Padlow, right-hand hitting third baseman. And he looks out towards Westfall. No score, bottom of the first, and the pitch is a fastball inside, 1-0. Padlow hitting 245 in the PCL this year, split between two teams. He's been with both Tacoma and Sacramento. Now the 1-0 on its way, and it is low and outside, 2-0. With the Red Ears in 31 games, Padlow's batting 223 with three homers and a 667 OPS. Here comes the 2-0 pitch on its way from Westfall. And it is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 2-1. Daytime baseball into is blowing in with some strength from center field. Now the 2-1 pitch to Padlow is down low for a ball, 3-1. Not a cloud in the sky. And whoever the Rainier's employee is, whose job it is to turn the lights on, has the day off today because they will not be needed. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch is on its way. And it is a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Count is full, 3-2. Unfortunately, the person whose job it is to turn on the air conditioning in the broadcast booth also apparently has the day off today. Three balls, two strikes to Padlow. And the pitch is outside, ball four, and Padlow heads down to first base, having drawn a two-out walk. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe hitting 280 with 11 homers, 889 OPS, the right ear's cleanup hitter. Hit one out the other day on Saturday in Salt Lake City. Westfall is ready, and the pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball one. So 1-0 the count. Now a toss to first base, Padlow back in standing up. Padlow will try to steal from time to time. And stealing bases has been a big part of the Red Ears offense this year. But El Paso leads all of pro baseball in pickoffs. Al out of play. So we'll be keeping an eye on that during this series with the Padlo at first base now, but Rainier's hitters need to, or base runners, I should say, need to be on the lookout for possible pickoffs, and then we'll see if the Rainiers are able to run like they normally do during this six-game series. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it is down low for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to O'Keefe. Now the pitch from Westfall is on its way, and it is swung on and grounded foul on the third base side, and that evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. On deck is Eric Mejia for Tacoma. Rainier's trying to break through in the bottom of the first. This is the only day game in this series until Sunday. We will be playing at 7.05 p.m. each night during this week. Now the 2-2 is on its way, and it's a swing and a grounder that hits the base at third, but staying with it is Sullivan, the third baseman, and he throws out O'Keefe, and that wraps up the inning. Wow, well, usually when a ground ball hits the base, that goes in favor of the hitter, but not this time. It hit the bag and bounced up high in the air right to Sullivan, the third baseman, who then easily threw out O'Keefe to end the bottom of the first. No runs, hits or errors, and one man left on. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's bigger on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Luis Camposano, Brett Sullivan, and Eggy Rosario to hit in the second against Austin Warner. And Warner's first pitch to Camposano is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Luis Camposano, one of the San Diego Padres' top prospects, a catcher, hitting .305, fifth highest average in the league. And he takes a breaking ball from Warner for a strike, 1-1. Warner, the lefty from Louisville, with his 1-1 pitch on its way to Camposano, and it swung on and hit in the air towards shallow right center. Back is Ellis, and Ellis makes the catch in front of the approaching Marcus Wilson in shallow right center. And one man is out at the top of the second inning. Camposano pops up, and now Brett Sullivan will be the batter. Sullivan hitting .301. He's sixth in the league in batting average. El Paso has three of the top six hitters in the league in batting average among the qualified hitters, hitters who have enough plate appearances. So here's one inside to Sullivan. They've got Colway leading the league at .338. Campusano fifth in the league at 305, and then Sullivan sixth in the league at 301. Sullivan lines one foul down the right field line at home run distance, but hooked it foul. It is interesting and definitely noteworthy that there are only six qualified hitters in the league this year hitting 300 or better. Normally we have substantially more than that, but batting averages are down around the game as it has become very kind of homer-centric in recent years. Here's a pitch up high to Sullivan. Two balls, one strike. Now Warner with his next pitch, and there's a breaking ball inside, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Brett Sullivan. And the pitch is lined and caught at second base by Drew Ellis. And there is the second out at the top of the second inning. Brett Sullivan smoked that pitch, but hit it right to Drew Ellis. So two men are gone. And now Eggy Rosario will be the batter. Rosario, 279 hitter, 14 homers, leads the league with 26 doubles. And the pitch to him, he's a right-hand batter, and it's in there for a strike. Rosario, a Triple-A rookie this year. Now the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. First name spelled E-G-U-Y. Here's a fly to right. This is struck pretty well, but Wilson's going to have room, and he makes the catch, and Rosario flies out to right. Three up, three down. Austin Warner sets down the side. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
No score as we go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium on this sunny Tuesday after between Tacoma and El Paso. Eric Mejia leads things off for the Red Ears against left-hander Luke Westfall. Mejia is a switch hitter. He'll bat right-handed against Westfall, the lefty, and he takes the first pitch inside, ball one. Mejia has been with the Red Ears all year, hitting 263, 11 homers, 797 OPS. 1-0 pitch coming from Westfall, and it is low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers and Chihuahuas. The Rainiers have not played El Paso since late last year in September in El Paso, Texas. 2-0 to Mejia is bounced to the left side and is gloved by the shortstop, Eggy Rosario, who made a high throw to first, but his first baseman, Colway, reeled it in and put a tag on Mejia, who wasn't so sure that he should have been out. He thinks that he should be safe at first, but after a brief protest to the first base umpire, Tom Hanahan, Mejia's headed to the dugout now. So Mejia grounds out to the shortstop, one down, and now Joe Odom is the hitter. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball by Odom, 1-0. Odom hitting .224, 9 homers, .764 OPS. So, yeah, the last time the Red Ears played El Paso was late September. So now the 1-0 is lowered away, 2-0. And everyone who was with the Rainiers down there then will remember that trip, because that's where Tacoma clinched the league championship, mathematically eliminating their closest competitor, who was Sugar Land, in a year in which there was no playoff. A high hopper to Rosario, who has it and throws to first in time to get Odom, and two men are gone. As Odom bounces out, a high bouncer that was kind of slowly hit to the shortstop. So Rosario with a couple of plays this inning at short. And now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis hitting .211, 3 homers, .728 OPS for Tacoma. He takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Now here's the 1-0 on its way. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 2-0. Last year, the Rainiers were league champions, clinching the title on the road in El Paso. And there was no playoff last year because of COVID, and everything was all kind of tentative all year long. So now the 2-0 to Ellis is fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. But playoffs are back this year. The division winners in the PCL and the division winners in the International League, 4 total division winners, are all going to meet up in Las Vegas for a weekend tournament to determine a AAA champion. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Ellis, and that'll be at the very end of September. Now the 2-2 to Ellis is breaking ball inside, ball 3. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And here comes the payoff from Luke Westfall. And it is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rainiers have Mason McCoy on deck. Now Westfall with his 3-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Luke Westfall, 33-year-old lefty from Wisconsin. He faced the Red Ears late last season. Here's his 3-2 to Ellis, and it is swung out and fouled out of play down the right field line, and the plate appearance continues for Drew Ellis, who's seeing a lot of pitches here with 2 outs in the bottom of the second inning. Now Westfall ready again. And his 3-2 pitch again is down in the dirt. That's ball four, and Ellis draws the walk. So he heads down to first base. A 9-pitch at bat right there ends with a free pass for Drew Ellis. Second walk issued by Luke Westfall, and now Mason McCoy will hit. McCoy batting .237, 8 homers, .698 OPS. And the pitch is swung on and pulled down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, and it goes foul. Solid contact from McCoy. So 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And that makes the count 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to McCoy. Ellis with a modest lead at first base, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Westfall strikes out McCoy on three pitches to wrap up the bottom of the second inning. No runs for Tacoma, no hits or errors, one runner left on base, and we go to the third inning of play with the score. El Paso nothing, Tacoma nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos todos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso, and we head to the third inning of play. Austin Warner went three scoreless innings on Friday in Salt Lake City, and he's already got two scoreless here today. And here's his first pitch to Luis Liberato, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Liberato, a key member of last year's league championship squad, signed with the Padres in the offseason. He takes outside for a ball, 1-1. Liberato hitting .254 with 14 homers, 40 runs batted in. And the next pitch, swing and a miss at a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Reiniers going to a shift now that Liberato is unable to bunt for a hit with two strikes, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three. Warner threw a fastball past him, and he has his second strikeout of the day. What a way. And now C.J. Hinojosa will be the batter. Hinojosa, right-hand hitter, hitting .276, 10 homers, 50 runs batted in on the year, .797 OPS. And the pitch from Warner is in at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss and a breaking ball, strike two. 0-2 the count to Hinojosa. Austin Warner making this honor. Wade was going to start today's game, but he got pushed back 2 days. Here's one up high for a ball. Apparently, Wade was feeling under the weather, and they wanted to give him some extra rest. But he's going to pitch the third game of the series on Thursday. 1-2 pitches outside. Two balls, two strikes. Justice Sheffield is going to make his start tomorrow. So now the 2-2 is fouled away. Sheffield got scratched on Friday, which is why Warner made the emergency start on Friday in Salt Lake City. Sheffield had a neck stiffness, but he threw a bullpen session on Sunday and things went fine. So he's going to make the start tomorrow. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Hinojosa, and Austin Warner with back-to-back strikeouts to start the third inning. Two away, and now Kyle Martin is the hitter. Martin, left-handed batter, hitting .211 in 29 games with 8 homers and 22 runs batted in. Now the pitch to him is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Martin signed by the Padres in June out of the Mexican League. He swings and misses at the next pitch there, strike two. Warner ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes. Now this pitch is a called strike three. Just threw a fastball at 93 on the gun, and Martin watched it go by, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. Austin Warner strikes out the side. Three up, three up of the third. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
On we go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless. Marcus Wilson will lead things off. Batting in the ninth spot today. Wilson hitting .213, a dozen homers, .796 OPS. And the pitch from Luke Westfall is swung on and hit in the air, foul down the right field line. And that is strike one. Followed by Jared Kelnick and then Mitch Haniger here in the third. Now Westfall with his 0-1 pitch. And it's down and in for a ball. 1-1. Westfall hitting 94 on the gun with that last fastball. That's good velocity for a left-hand starting pitcher. And now his 1-1 pitch to Wilson is on its way. And it's a swing and a miss at a curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. Wilson pauses outside the batter's box for a moment, and now he steps in again. They shift him with three infielders on the left side. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Wilson, and it's a check swing on a change, and he went around, says the first base umpire. That is strike three. So Wilson strikes out swinging, one away, and now Jared Kelnick will bat for his second time. He popped up to the second baseman earlier. Setting up the El Paso defense, they have Colway at first base, Hinojosa at second, Aggie Rosario at short, and Sullivan at third. Now the pitch to Kelnick is a swing and a miss, strike one. Outfield is Liberato in left, Azucar in center, and Myers in right. Now the 0-1 pitch from Westfall is on its way, and it is a swing and a miss at a slider. 0-2 the count to Kelnick. So no balls. And Westfall comes set. Here's the pitch, and it is taken up and away for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is fouled down the left field line, and over is Liberato in foul ground, but he runs out of room. It lands on the party decks down the third baseline here at Cheney Stadium. Nice day to be out there. You've got the umbrellas providing shade. Here's the 1-2 coming to Kelnick. And the pitch is swung on and fouled into the seats. Still one ball, two strikes. Now here's the 1-2. And it is popped up foul again, third base side. And once again, it lands out of play in the seats. And Kelnick just keeps fouling off two strike pitches here to stay alive. Kelnick's been hanging in there against left-hand pitching in the PCO. 7.02 OPS against southpaws. Over 1,000 against righties. Here's the 1-2. And it's a breaking ball called strike three. And that was a good curveball there from Westfall. And Kelnick goes down looking to start the bottom of the third inning. Big break on that one from Westfall. Strikeout number four for Westfall. And here's Mitch Haniger. The lefty's pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Strike one. All the reports on Haniger's rehab assignment, which was transferred from Everett to Tacoma today, is that it could go on for several days. It's because he hasn't played in so long. His last at bat in the big leagues was April 29th. So here's a swing and a miss there, strike two. So he was out, or has been out, for almost exactly 3 months with the high ankle sprain. And it's like starting spring training again for him. Now the 0-2 coming, and it is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Sounds like Haniger could be joined by more rehabbing Mariners in the very near future with Tacoma. There are reports today that Taylor Trammell could be ready to start a rehab assignment later this week. He's been out with a hamstring strain. So now the 1-2 is high, 2-2. And there's also a report out there that Evan White could be joining the Rainiers, probably not this week, but perhaps next week on the road as he continues to recover from sports hernia surgery. 2-2 pitch to Haniger is a swing and a foul. Still two balls, two strikes. No score, bottom of the third, two outs, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and bounced slowly to third, where Sullivan fields it and throws out Haniger at first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Haniger's 0-2 now. Red Ears go in order. We go to the fourth. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Right here is looking for their first hit. El Paso looking for their first base runner. And Austin Warner has got 9 up, 9 down so far in 3 scoreless innings, and now he begins the second trip through the lineup. And the first pitch to Azucar is chopped to third on 2 hops. Padlo has it, and he throws out the speedy Azucar at first base. 1 pitch, 1 out in the top of the fourth inning. And now Will Myers will be the batter. Myers lined out to left field earlier. And he is, like Mitch Haniger, major leaguer on a rehab assignment. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Myers out for the Padres with knee inflammation since June 3rd. He's farther down the line than Haniger as he takes outside for a ball, as this is Myers' 9th rehab game today. He's fourth in AAA, but he also had five in A ball with the Padres Lake Elsinore affiliate, and he hits one high and deep to left. Back is Mejia at the track, and he makes the catch right in front of the fence in left field for the second out of the inning. That ball just missed getting out of here. Mejia, the left fielder, caught it with a hand on the wall. A towering fly to left field. And Mejia was right there to grab it up against the fence. Two down for Taylor Colway. Warner's thrown only 40 pitches, and his next pitch is a fastball down low. Now the 1-0. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of O'Keefe. So one ball, one strike, and this pitch is swung on and popped up, foul, third base side. Padlo over in front of the Red Ears dugout. Can't get it. It lands in the actual dugout. And it's simply a foul ball and strike two. Well, Warner has struck out four so far, and he's ahead of the count here. One ball, two strikes, so the pitch is swung on and blooped behind second, and there's the Red Ears shortstop, Mason McCoy, in position to make the catch. And Colway is out, and El Paso goes down in order again. Three up, three down, four innings for Warner, in which he has just cruised. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU is
for spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon to get this homestand started. Tomorrow night's game is at 7:05. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma. Pedro Avila for El Paso. Great week to come out to the park if you're able to. Night games the rest of the way until Sunday. So here's Kevin Padlo leading off the bottom of the fourth, and he swings at a West ball curveball and fouls it back. That is strike one. Now, here's the 0-1 on its way. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. El Paso, as we mentioned earlier, came in from Reno, where they got swept in a three-game series by the hottest team in the league, the Reno Aces, who have moved into first place in the Western Division by winning 11 of their last 12 games. 0-2 pitch is high for a ball. Reno beat El Paso in 10 innings on Sunday. 11-10 in a classic Reno slugfest that ended on a walk-off walk drawn by Seth Beer. 1-2 pitch is fouled back, still 1-2. And in that game, Reno's Stone Garrett, who has been he belted his league-leading 25th homer and had four runs batted in, raising his league-leading total in that category to 84. 1-2 pitch on its way to Padlo. And this is hit in the air to straightaway center. Back a few steps is Azucar, and he's there, and he squeezes it for the out. One away in the bottom of the fourth. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. Also in the league on Sunday, there were some Sunday night games in hot climates. Round Rock beat Vegas 2-1 as Sam Huff had a game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth for Round Rock. That pushed Vegas to 2.5 games behind Reno in the Western Division standings. Reno's just raced past him. Pitch to O'Keefe is down low and in for a ball. In the East, Oklahoma City made it a 3-game lead over second place El Paso by blasting Sacramento 12-3 on Sunday night. James Outman for Oklahoma City, double, triple, homer, and six runs batted in one game against Sacramento. Well, the catcher, Campusano, after that first pitch to O'Keefe, has gone to the mound, and now the trainer's going to come check on him as well, as is the pitching coach, Mike McCarthy, as there is a concern about Westfall physically. And Campusano noticed first, the catcher, he realized something was wrong after that last pitch, and he went out there to check on him, and the staff came out shortly afterwards, and that's it. They're going to take him out. He's done. He threw that pitch, and the El Paso trainer, Brad LaRosa, longtime PCL trainer, he just made the decision right then, nope, you're coming with me. And so Westfall with an early exit after throwing this pitch to O'Keefe, and Westfall working on a no-hitter as well. This is a no-hit game so far. Neither team has a hit here with one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. So we've got a pitching change for El Paso, and they're going to bring in a new pitcher who is going to get as much time as he needs to warm up. We'll wrap up our look at yesterday's PCL games. Sundays, I guess, since we were off yesterday. Albuquerque beat Sugarland 12-3 on Sunday night with Winton Bernard hitting a grand slam, his 17th homer of the year. Well, we've got a break in the action here as El Paso has a new pitcher in there. It is right-hander Evan Miller, and he is going to get as much time as he needs to warm up. He's usually a relief pitcher, so he'll probably be able to loosen up pretty quickly. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. It's the bottom of the fourth inning, El Paso nothing.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
It's Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're at the bottom of the fourth inning here in Tacoma. The Red Deers and the El Paso Chihuahuas scoreless. El Paso's starting pitcher, Luke Westfall, left the game after throwing a pitch to Brian O'Keefe. Left the game with the trainer. We hope that it's nothing serious for him. And the new pitcher in from the bullpen is right-hander Evan Miller. And Miller takes over on the mound. He's all warmed up now. This is his 34th appearance out of the El Paso pen. Well, 31st as a reliever. He's also had three starts. He's 3-3 with a 5.98 ERA in 40 and two-thirds innings, 42 strikeouts, 19 walks. His first pitch to O'Keefe is taken inside for a ball. That makes the count 2-0. It was 1-0 when the pitching change was made. So two balls, no strikes to O'Keefe. One out, no one on base. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third, and that's foul just to the left of the third base bag. So 2-1 now the count. Only two base runners total in this game so far, both walks drawn by Tacoma batters. Now here's the 2-1 on its way to O'Keefe, and it is in there for a strike, 2-2. Now the 2-2 is coming, and it is up high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch, O'Keefe checking his swing and hitting it off the handle with a bad foul. There's the payoff. Swinging a foul back again. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2 again. Inside, ball four, and O'Keefe draws the walk, and the Red Deers have a man on with one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia grounded out earlier, 0-1. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one, first pitch breaking ball there from Miller. Next pitch on its way, and there's a swing and a foul out of play. K count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch swung on and bounced foul down the first baseline past Zach Green, who's coaching first base today with Zach Vinci in the third base coach's box. Seth Mejia-Spreen, who often coaches first base, is in the dugout with Tim Fedorovich today. As here's a swing and a foul out of play by Mejia. So no balls, two strikes to Mejia. Runner at first, one out, and the pitch is grounded foul again down the first baseline. Got to tell you, though, rehabbing right fielder Will Myers, not real enthusiastic about collecting foul balls down the right field line in Triple-A games. Can't blame him. 0-2 pitch is fouled off on the third base side into the seats. Still no balls, two strikes. I remember Will Myers played here when he was on his way up to the big leagues when he was with Omaha. 0-2 is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Now Miller with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That is strike three, and Mejia is the second out of the inning. Two down at the bottom of the fourth. Evan Miller with his first strikeout, and now Joe Odom will be the batter. And the pitch to Odom is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Next pitch in the hole, Rosario has it, and he fires to first in time for the out. Odom is retired on a grounder to the shortstop, and the Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the fifth inning. No score between Tacoma and El Paso in the opening game of this series. The Red Ears getting four perfect innings from Austin Warner, but he is done for the day now, as he's a guy who's been a reliever this year until making the emergency start on Friday at Salt Lake City, doing really well there, and then making a start today and even surpassing it. Warner went four shutout innings, 12 up, 12 down, no walks, four strikeouts. Really impressive today for Warner, and it just continues a hot stretch for Warner, who since May 19th has a 1.16 ERA in 23 and a third, just three runs during that time. So the new pitcher is Brennan Bernardino. And Bernardino will face Luis Campusano, Brett Sullivan, and Eggy Rosario. Bernardino went three scoreless innings in his last appearance out of the bullpen, which was also on Friday in Salt Lake City. And in that game, he followed Austin Warner. This is Bernardino's seventh appearance for Tacoma, 1-0 with a 0.96 ERA. And his pitch to Luis Campusano is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Campusano hitting 305, seven homers, popped up earlier, 0-1 today. Right-hand hitting catcher with power. The 0-1 is chopped on two hops to the second baseman, Drew Ellis, who fields it and throws out Campusano at first base. And one man's gone at the top of the fifth inning. Bernardino retires the first batter he faces. This is the first game of the six-game series between the Red Ears and the San Diego Padres AAA affiliate. And the Padres announced a roster move today that affects this series. They have placed left-hander Mackenzie Gore on the 15-day injured list with left elbow inflammation. As here's a grounder to second by Sullivan, and that's fielded by Ellis and throws offline, but that doesn't stop Joe Odom from picking the throw and then tagging out Sullivan, going by for the second out of the inning. And now Eggy Rosario will hit for his second time. To replace Gore in the big leagues, they have the Padres called up right-hander Denelson Lamet, who had been working recently out of the El Paso bullpen after previously being a starter in the big leagues. And so Lamet back in the majors, but now in a relief role. So the Rainiers don't have to worry about him in this series, as the first pitch to Rosario is in there for a strike, 0-1. No score, top of the fifth, two outs. Whole lot of zeros up there on the scoreboard. Now the pitch, a ball to Rosario, 1-1. With Eggy Rosario at the plate, nothing but goose eggs on that scoreboard. Here's a pop-up foul down the first baseline, and that's out of play. 1-2 the count. So a ball and two strikes. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Bernardino fans Eggy Rosario, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning as Bernardino sets down the side in order, pick it up right where Austin Warner left off. Three up, three down, we're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, no score between Tacoma and El Paso.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
More than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Drew Ellis, Mason McCoy, and Marcus Wilson to bat this inning against the right-hander Evan Miller, who came in and got the final two outs in the fourth inning after starter Luke Westfall left with an injury. Here's the pitch to Ellis, and it is driven towards left, but ranging back and able to make the catch is Luis Liberato, the former Rainier, who is an outstanding defensive outfielder. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the fifth. Ellis hit this ball hard. Hardest hit ball by a Rainier's batter so far today. Now, Mason McCoy, the batter, and the pitch. Outside for ball one. Now the 1-0 called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 in there for a strike, 1-2. Now here's a grounder off the mound, up the middle, and then it's backhanded at second base by Hinojosa, and his throw to first is too late. Dan McCoy is aboard with an infield single, and there's the first hit of the game for either team on a little dribbler up the middle, a grounder that went off the mound, perhaps slowing it down a little bit, and Hinojosa had to range pretty far to go get it. He had no chance to throw out Mason McCoy at first. I mean, he tried, but McCoy easily legged it out. So he's on, and now Marcus Wilson is the batter. And the pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Wilson taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards the mound. And McCoy's a threat to try to steal. The pitch is pulled, foul down the third baseline. 0-2 the count. Wilson behind in the count here. McCoy at first base, 12 steals this year in 14 attempts. And he is being held on over there by Colway. Now Miller with his 0-2 pitch. No, turning a throw to first and diving back in safely is McCoy. Now the 0-2 pitch in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So ball and two strikes now to Wilson with Kelnick on deck. Rainiers just broke through with the first hit of the game. Now the runner goes. The pitch is inside. No throw by Camposano, and McCoy has his 13th steal of the year. And the Red Ears have a runner at second base for the first runner to reach second base, period. It has been a pitcher's day here at Cheney Stadium so far today. Now the pitch to Wilson's in the dirt, ball three, and it's a full count. So 3-2 to Marcus Wilson. And now time calls to by Wilson. He's going to step out for a moment. Wind still blowing in today. It has been most of this game, blowing in from left field at the moment. McCoy leads from second. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a bouncer towards first right off the end of the bat. It's fielded by Colway, and he takes it to the base for the out. Two men are gone. McCoy moves up to third, and now Jared Kelnick will be the hitter. Kelnick 0-2 today, popped up and struck out against the lefty Westfall. Now the pitch from Miller is bounced foul, first base side, strike one to Kelnick. Red Ears looking for a clutch hit. Kelnick facing a righty for his first time today. And the pitch is called a strike. Off-speed pitch that caught the upper edge of the zone. And Kelnick's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 is swung on and lined down the left field line. Liberato can't get it. It takes a bounce and hits the fence. Scoring from third is McCoy. Kelnick checks in at second base. And the Red Ears are on the scoreboard here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso nothing. Miller on the previous pitch hit the very top of the strike zone with his breaking ball. And he tried to do it again. And Kelnick laced it the other way for an RBI double. So the Red Ears are on the board. And now Haniger stands in. He's 0-2 in his first rehab game, and Miller's pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Haniger looking out towards the hill. Next pitch inside for a ball. That evens up the count, 1-1. So the Red Ears score first here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And this pitch is for a strike, and the count's even now, 2-2. Field shifted with three on the left side with the right hand hitting Haniger at the plate. The 2-2 pitch swung on and bounced fat base side. So still two balls, two strikes. A Evan Miller ready, and his pitch is outside, ball three. Full count now. Here comes the payoff pitch to Haniger, and it's swung on and grounded sharply to third. Fielded by Sullivan, his throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. Haniger grounds out to third, but the Red Ears get the first run of the game. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could slang on the horn while driving. Let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
We go to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Red Ears up on El Paso 1-0. And the Red Ears have had just tremendous pitching so far today. First from Austin Warner and then from Brennan Bernardino, who remains in the game to begin his second inning of work. Luis Liberato, CJ Hinojosa, and Kyle Martin to bat for El Paso. And Bernardino's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Chihuahuas looking for their first base runner of the game. 1-0 in for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Right here's just broke through with the first hits and run of this game in the bottom of the fifth. Now the 1-1 pitch is a check swing foul, and the count goes to 1-2. So a ball and two strikes. Bernardino, last inning, set down the side, getting two ground outs and a strikeout. Here's his 1-2 to Liberato, and it is bounced foul first base side. Liberato is playing his first season ever outside of the Mariners organization. Now the 1-2 from Bernardino. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Liberato, and one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. Second strikeout for Brennan Bernardino, and that'll bring C.J. Hinojosa to the plate. Well, coming into this series, Hinojosa's the hottest hitting El Paso Chihuahua. With a 9-game hitting streak. And having hit safely in 16 of his last 17 games. Right-hand batter, he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Hinojosa's been with El Paso all year this year, signed as a minor league free agent in the offseason with the Padres. Was in this league last year with Sugarland. He watches one outside for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 2-1. 93 miles per hour on the fastball from Bernardino. Now the 2-1 is a swing and a miss at a fastball. 2-2. Two-two pitch, hit well towards right center into the alleyway, and that's going to get down for a base hit and more as Wilson chases it down. Hinojosa checks in at second base with a one-out double, and that is the first base runner of the game for El Paso. A double for Hinojosa, extending his hitting streak to 10 consecutive games. And the Red Ayers pitchers, Austin Warner and Brennan Bernardino, were perfect for 5 1/3 prior to that hit. We'll see if Bernardino can strand that tying runner at second base with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Kyle Martin, the batter. The Rainiers go into a shift. Three infielders on the right side with a left-hand hitter up, and Bernardino's pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So Bernardino ahead of the count again. No balls, two strikes on Kyle Martin. And the pitch is called strike three, and then a throw down to second base, and Hinojosa takes off for third, and he makes it there as the catcher O'Keefe threw behind Hinojosa, so he just took off for third base and made it without a relay throw to third. So it'll go in the books as a strikeout of Martin. And then O'Keefe trying to pick off at second base, and Hinojosa saw him come out of his crouch to make the throw, so he just went to third. Give him a steal. Runner at third with two outs for Jose Azucar, who has struck out and grounded out so far. And the pitch to him is in there for a strike. Azucar, a right-hand batter in just his sixth AAA game this year. He's been in the big leagues all season with the Padres as an extra outfielder, and it's very fast. He got used to as a pinch runner when he wasn't getting at bats. As here's a pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. He hit .229 in 131 at bats for San Diego this season and was recently optioned to AAA. One ball, one strike to Azucar. It's a swing and a miss. And that is strike two. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, tying runner at third base in the top of the sixth inning. Bernardino with his pitch. And it is bounced foul, third base side. Still 1-2. Bernardino peering in for the signs from his catcher, O'Keefe. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul and into the bullpen out of play. And El Paso bullpen is where Aaron Northcraft, a former Rainier, is warming up. Veteran side armor who apparently is going to come in at the bottom of this inning. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes to Azucar. Down the line from third is Hinojosa. Bernardino's 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, he got him. Down goes Azucar, and El Paso does not score in the top of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso nothing.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All watched at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here is up 1-0 over El Paso. New pitcher into the game for the Chihuahuas, a former Rainier at that, in Aaron Northcraft, who put up really good numbers for Tacoma in 2019. And he's been with the Padres in AAA for the most part the last 2 years. And his first pitch to Kevin Padlo is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Northcraft in relief of Evan Miller, who went 1 2/3, allowed 2 hits and 1 run, walked 1, struck out 1. Next pitch to Padlo, evens the count up, a ball and a strike. Northcraft is in his 24th appearance of the season for El Paso. No record, a 3.51 ERA. His side armor throws his next pitch low and away for a ball, 2-1. Northcraft is a vet. At age 32, drafted by the Braves back in 2009 out of Mater Dei High School in Southern California. Here's one that misses ball three. And it was a long road for him to reach the major leagues, which he did for his first time last year with the San Diego Padres. Got into 5 games. 3-1 pitch inside, ball four. Padlo draws the walk. The Red Ears have the leadoff man on here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Padlo drawing his second walk of the game. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe has grounded out and walked so far, and he takes ball one. 1-0 the count. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now this one's inside, and it hit him. O'Keefe hit by the pitch, and that stung. O'Keefe going to reach, hit by this pitch, but he's going to take a moment as he's kind of shaking his head as he removes his arm guard. Take another look at it on MILB TV, and it got him. I couldn't tell if that caught the arm or more of the torso from that angle, but he doesn't feel good. but he's going to stay in the game and head down to first base. Two on, no one out, and Eric Mejia will be the batter. A walk and a hit batter, and the Red Deers have something cooking here. Mejia has grounded out and struck out so far today. And the pitch, Mejia thinks about a bunt, pulls the bat back and takes up high, ball one. El Paso was ready for that bunt possibility with Sullivan, the third baseman, playing at the edge of the grass, and he was ready to charge in. 1-0 the count to Mejia. Runner takes off for third. The pitch is a strike, no throw. Padlo steals third base. O'Keefe holding it first, and runners are at the quarters now. Kevin Padlo with his fourth steal of the season and the second steal for the Red Ears today. One ball is swung on and hit to right field. Should be deep enough. Will Myers makes the catch. Tagging at third is Padlo. He's going to score as the throw comes into second base, and the Red Ears make it a 2-0 lead on the sacrifice fly hit by Eric Mejia. So Mejia picks up the runner from third base by lofting a sacrifice fly to right field. And that's his 42nd RBI of the year. And now there's a runner at first with one out for Joe Odom. And the pitch is taken for a ball. Want to know the count. And this pitch is inside. And did that hit Odom? Yes, it did. He's hit by the pitch. And O'Keefe will take second. And that is the second batter plunked by a pitch here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Northcraft has been wild. A walk and two hit by pitches. And now here comes the pitching coach for El Paso, Mike McCarthy. The Rainiers are going to have Drew Ellis up with two on. And one out. McCarthy, the pitching coach for El Paso, the Padres head of pitching for their entire organization is Rob Marcello, who was the Rainiers pitching coach last year and got hired away and promoted by the Padres. As the pitch to Drew Ellis is popped up foul and out of play. And I actually talked to Marcello during spring training this year, and he said he was hoping to come to this series because he travels throughout the Padres system visiting the various affiliates. So we'll see. Maybe he'll turn up during this series with El Paso in town here at Cheney Stadium. Pitch to Ellis, swinging a foul, and he's behind in the count. 0-2. Next delivery. One ball, two strikes, and this pitch is high. 2-2. El Paso warming up left-hander Jose Castillo in the bullpen now. Rainiers lead 2-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to shallow left. On comes Liberato. He dives and makes the catch. And the runners retreat to their bases, and Liberato jammed his hand trying to make that catch, successfully making that catch, and he's in some pain in left field. And now Brad LaRosa, the El Paso trainer, is going to make another trip out onto the field. Liberato, tremendous defensive outfielder. We saw it all season long for Tacoma. Ranged towards the line, gauged this, laid out in a dive, made the catch, and jammed his hand while doing so. And the trainer, LaRosa, checking on him now in left field. And Jared Sandberg, the manager of the Chihuahuas, is on his way out there. And now we just saw on the MILB TV that, and this is Liberato's right hand, his glove hand that he jammed. He had a splint on already on one of his fingers that was revealed when he took off his glove. So Liberato's already dealing with something before this play occurred. And well, now they're holding his left hand and left wrist. So, as the trainer is now jogging off the field along with Jared Sandberg, the manager. Sandberg, by the way, we got to talk about him. He's a Olympia native and still lives in Olympia. He's probably sleeping in his own bed at home during this series. And he's in his first year managing El Paso after spending the last three seasons on Scott Service's staff with the Mariners. Well, everyone's back in the dugout now and we're ready for play to resume. O'Keefe at second, Odom at first, two down, and Mason McCoy the batter, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. McCoy, one for two. He singled to break up the double no-hitter that was being thrown in the fifth inning and then scored the first run of the game. Now the 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Each team now in the hit column. The Rainiers are the only one in the runs column. Two on, two out. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, one strike. Now here comes the 2-1 on its way. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even 2-2. Now the pitch is fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Two nothing lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. This means with two outs, the runners will be running with the pitch. There they go. The 3-2 is low ball four, and McCoy draws the walk. He heads down to first base, and they're loaded up. Odom takes second, and O'Keefe is at third. Bases loaded, two outs for Marcus Wilson. Wilson, 0 for 2, quiet today so far. Chance to change that here. Right here's with the bases loaded and two outs and a chance to do some damage here against El Paso, but they're not going to be facing Aaron Northcraft as Jared Sandberg is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in the left-hander, Jose Castillo. So we've got a break in the action. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the sixth. Our score, Tecoma 2, El Paso nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Bases loaded, two outs for Marcus Wilson. The new pitcher is left-hander Jose Castillo, and his first pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Right here's leading 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth and trying to add on, looking for a clutch hit. Jose Castillo in his 26th appearance for El Paso, 3-1 with a 2.25 ERA in 24 innings of work, 27 strikeouts, 10 walks. His next pitch to Wilson is over for a strike, and the count moves to 0-2. So Castillo gets ahead of Marcus Wilson. No balls, two strikes. Castillo, 26-year-old lefty. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. Former Tampa Bay Ray originally in his career with his next pitch, and it misses for a ball. Counts even now, 2-2. Castillo pitched in the majors for San Diego in 2018 and one game in 2019. Two-two pitch to Wilson, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and Wilson has struck out, and the inning is over. Right here, settle for one run at the bottom of the sixth inning. Without the benefit of a hit, there were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tecoma 2, El Paso nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Moving on to the Coma leading 2-0 over El Paso in the series opener. Rainiers have gotten six shutout innings of one-hit ball tossed by left-handers Austin Warner and Brennan Bernardino. And now they go to a right-hander for the first time today. In from the bullpen, the Camas High School alum, Taylor Williams, who just joined the Rainiers and made his Tacoma debut this past weekend on the road in Salt Lake City with a scoreless inning. Joined the Mariners organization for the second time in his career over the All-Star break. He pitched for the M's in the big leagues in 2020. Here's his pitch to Will Myers, and it is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Williams had been with Sacramento the entire season until the break. He got let go by the Giants. The Mariners immediately signed him. Williams now with a 1-0, and it is in for a called strike 1-1. Williams in relief of Brennan Bernardino, who went two scoreless innings of one-hit ball. No walks, four strikeouts for Bernardino, who continued his run of very successful results since being acquired by the Mariners. And there's a swing and a miss by Myers, strike two. One-two pitch coming. And it is swung on and bounced in the home plate area, foul. Still one ball, two strikes. Will Myers 0 for 2 on this rehab afternoon for him. The Padres outfielder is lined out and flied out to the fence. And is 0 for 2 so far. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Williams. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and Taylor Williams strikes out Will Myers, and one man is gone at the top of the seventh inning. Taylor Colway will be the batter now. Colway, left-hand hitter. And the pitch from Williams is in there for a strike. Colway's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a pop-up. Now the 0-1 is fouled off on the third base side. There's strike two. Well, Williams ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. What a two. Now Williams with his 1-2, and it is time had been called. Or no, a pitch clock violation was called before the pitch. Right before the pitch. The borderline call, so that's a ball, and it's 2-2. And the pitch is now down and in, ball three. Full count to Colway. So three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. now. Williams again ready. Here's his 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball as Williams hit 95 on the gun right there to strike out Colway for his second straight strikeout to begin. And now Luis Campusano will be the batter. Williams made his Rainier's debut on Friday in Salt Lake City. One scoreless inning, allowed a hit, a single in that. He ended up facing four batters as his first pitch to Campusano is a strike on a foul, and it's 0-1. Pitch grounded up the middle, ranging left and fielding it is the shortstop McCoy, and he throws out Campusano at first base, ending the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. Taylor Williams sets down the side in order, and the Red Ears continue to just get outstanding pitching here today at Cheney Stadium. It's the seventh inning stretch. Our score, Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more. Convenient Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing. And the Red Ears with Jared Kelnick to lead things off, followed by Mitch Haniger and Kevin Padlow. First pitch from Jose Castillo is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Kelnick, 1-for-3 with the RBI double with two outs in the fifth inning that brought in the first run of the game. One of only two hits for Tacoma this afternoon. El Paso has only one. Here's a little bouncer hit up the first baseline. Castillo off the mound. He can't pick it up cleanly, and Kelnick is safe with an infield single. And the Red Ears have a man on to start the bottom of the seventh inning. A little chopper up the first baseline. Castillo, the only man who had a chance to turn this into an out. He came running off the mound, reached down to try to pick it up, and his plan was to pick it up with the glove and flip it to the first baseman all in one motion. If he had been able to pull that off, it would have worked, but he couldn't pick it up cleanly, and Kelnick reaches, and it is ruled a base hit, so he's on. And now Mitch Haniger is the batter, and he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Haniger's 0-for-3. In his first Triple-A rehab game of the year. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. One day game in the majors today. Cubs beat the Pirates 4-2. Just went final at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Now the 1-1 to Haniger is swung on and fouled back. Mariners play tonight against Texas. George Kirby making the start tonight. He was technically he was promoted from Tacoma. As the pitch to Haniger is a check swing, and he held up in time. Kirby was optioned to Tacoma prior to the All-Star break, made one two-inning start for the Rainiers, and then brought back up when the Ebs needed a fifth starter after the break, which was today, or is going to be tonight. There's a foul by Haniger. The Mariners optioned reliever Matt Brash back to Tacoma. So he'll be here in a day or two. Now the pitch to Haniger is grounded foul, third base side. Still 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch is high, ball three. Full count 3-2. Payoff pitch, fouled back, still 3-2 to Haniger, who is seeing some pitches today, and especially in this at-bat, where he is about to see his ninth pitch of this plate appearance. And Castillo with a pickoff move to first, and back in standing up is Keldick. Now the 3-2 swung on it, fouled away. And this is officially going to be a 10-pitch plate appearance, at least, for Mitch Haniger. Castillo, big left-hander coming off of Tommy John surgery this year. With the 3-2, and it is ball four, just missed, and Haniger worked for that walk, a 10-pitch walk. He heads down to first base. Keldick takes second, and now Padlo will be the hitter. Padlo has been patient today, drawing two walks already with a fly out. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch from Castillo is swung on and hit high in the air to left. Liberato coming in on it, battling the sun, and he makes the catch, and that is out number one in the bottom of the seventh inning. Padlo flies out to left field. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe's 0 for 1 with a ground out, a walk, and has been hit by a pitch. And the pitch is up and in for a ball. Want to know the count. Next pitch, up high. Two balls, no strikes. Now a strike to O'Keefe as he was just taking there. Two on pitch, swinging and a foul back. Two balls, two strikes. El Paso's next reliever is warming up, right-hander Grant Gavin. 2-2 pitch coming to O'Keefe, and it misses ball three. Two on, one out. Full count now to O'Keefe with Eric Mejia on deck. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and O'Keefe strikes out for the second out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Second strikeout for Jose Castillo, seventh for El Paso pitching today. And Red Ears will hope for a clutch hit from Eric Mejia here with two on and two out. Mejia's 0 for 2, drove in the second run with a sacrifice fly, and he takes up high for a ball. Now the 1-0 is on its way from Castillo, second, and Haniger at first, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count's even 1-1. One-one pitch, called a strike, and it's 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three through a fastball past Mejia at 94 on the gun, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. The Red Ears threaten, but they do not score. They had a hit, and they leave two runners stranded on base. And we go to the eighth inning with the score. Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car and ball games and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Red Ears lead 2-0 over El Paso. We head to the eighth inning of play. Opening game of a six-game homestand. We'll be here through Sunday. That includes Friday Night Fireworks coming up on Friday. That's why they're called Friday Night Fireworks. The fireworks are after the game. The game starts at 7:05. Tickets are available. You can visit TacomaRainiers.com. Get all the upcoming promotions. Check out the schedule and you can find tickets on there as well. You can also get tickets, a little money-saving tip. You can get tickets in person at the Cheney Stadium box office during normal business hours and save some money that way on the fees and whatnot. All right, we head to the eighth. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Kyle Bird, in from the pen. And here's his first pitch to Brett Sullivan. And it is taken for a strike, 0-1. Bird was on the mound on Sunday. Faced just one hitter, allowed the game-winning two-run double to Kian Wong in the bottom of the 12th. I think Bird only threw two pitches. I believe that was the second pitch that was hit for the game winner, as there's a foul back by Sullivan. 0-2. That game Sunday was a real thriller that just didn't go the Rainiers' way, but there was a lot of fun plays in it. An action-packed 12-inning game that Salt Lake won 5-4. So Bird's ahead in the count here, 0-2 on Sullivan. And here's his pitch, and it's swung on and hit in the air towards center. On the move, Kelnick, and he dives and makes the catch. Jared Kelnick towards shallow left center, laid out in a dive and made the play. Nicely done by Kelnick, And one man is out in the top of the eighth. Continues to impress with his outfield defense. That's something people talk about a lot with Kelnick, but he has really played well in the outfield, particularly in the last couple of weeks for Tacoma. Here's Eggie Rosario now. 0 for 2 so far, and Bird's pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Eggie Rosario. And the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. Rosario's a Triple-A rookie having a big year. He'll get consideration, I'm sure, for the PCL Rookie of the Year award. So here's one that misses for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Rosario. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul behind the plate. O'Keefe over for a look, but this is in the seats and out of play. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Rosario, who steps back into the plate, stands at the back of the batter's box and close to the dish. Gets in a bit of a crouch up there, and the pitch is a check swing, and he went around. That is strike three, and down goes Rosario. That is out number two at the top of the eighth inning. Throw to the plate. Liberato 0 for 2 in his first game ever against his former team, Tacoma. Bird with the pitch, and it is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch is low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two nothing Tacoma, two outs in the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count's even 2-2. Now Bird with the next pitch, swing and a miss. And that makes the count 2-2. Two pitch, down and in, ball three, full count. In the bottom of the eighth, the Red Deers have Odom, Ellis, and McCoy scheduled to bat. Three balls, two strikes to Liberato. And the pitch is a swing and a foul pulled down the right field line. Still 3-2. This game, the first of a stretch of schedule here where the Rainiers are playing 19 of their next 25 games here at home. 3-2 from Bird. Breaking ball called, strike three, and down goes Liberato, and Kyle Bird delivers a three up, three down, top of the eighth inning. Got a couple of strikeouts along the way. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky in the Northwest, because you deserve it.
Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Raiders leading El Paso 2-0. New pitcher in for El Paso, right-hander Grant Gavin, who has never faced the Raiders before. He's 5-0 with a 5.09 ERA for El Paso this year in 29 games. 48 strikeouts, 22 walks, and 35 and a third innings. He relieves Jose Castillo, who went 1 1/3 scoreless, allowing a hit and a walk while striking out three. Joe Odom the batter, and Gavin's pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Gavin, 27-year-old righty, original 2016, out of the University of Central Missouri. And he worked his way up to AAA with the Royals organization as he throws a strike to Odom. And spent last year with Omaha and became a free agent, and the Padres signed him, and he's been with El Paso all year this year. Here's his pitch to Odom, and it is grounded to short. That's scooped up by Eggy Rosario, who fires to first, and one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. Odom feeding Eggy today. He's hit three grounders to short. Here's Drew Ellis. 0-2 with a walk so far. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers lead 2-0 in the eighth. In the ninth, El Paso has the number eight hitter, C.J. Hinojosa, who has their only hit of the game leading off. Here's one down and into Ellis. Kyle Martin and Jose Azucar also due up in the ninth. Will Myers due up fourth in the inning. Two balls, no strikes to Ellis. And the pitch from Gavin is a fastball outside, ball three. Now the 3-0, swung on, hit in the air to right field. Myers coming in a few steps, still coming in, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two. Ellis flies out to Will Myers in right field. Myers has been standing out there all day, and that's the first time a ball. Mason McCoy now the hitter. He's 1-2 with an infield single, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. And the pitch to McCoy is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 coming. And it's up and in for a ball. 2-0. Marcus Wilson on deck for the Red Ears. Here's the 2-0 pitch to McCoy, and it's way up high, ball three. Three-oh pitch coming. And that's poured in there for a strike. McCoy watching it all the way. 3-1 now. And the 3-1 pitch is swung on, grounded right to shortstop Aggie Rosario, who fields another one and throws out McCoy at first base. And that does it for Tacoma in the eighth. The three up, three down. We'll see if they can finish this off. We head to the ninth inning with the score, Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the ninth inning. Tacoma leading El Paso 2-0. And the Rainiers go to the bullpen, bring in their fifth pitcher of the game. And coming in for his first save opportunity as a member of the Rainiers, it is right-hander Drew Steckenrider. And Steckenrider on in relief of Kyle Bird, who retired the side in order in the eighth, three up, three down with two strikeouts. Steckenrider last pitched on Saturday in Salt Lake City and went an inning and a third scoreless in that one. This is his eighth appearance since joining Tacoma from the big club, and his first pitch to Hinojosa is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Hinojosa doubled to the gap in right center field in the sixth inning. That was the only El Paso hit so far today. Steckenrider's 1-0 is a fastball away, 95 on the gun. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. 2-2. Now the 2-2 is up and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch is a swing and a foul. Back to the screen, still three balls, two strikes. So still a full count to Hinojosa. Steckenrider's trying to retire the leadoff man in the ninth. The 3-2 again is pulled foul down the third baseline. Still three balls, two strikes. Mariners have just released their lineup for tonight's game. Julio Rodriguez back in there after missing the last four games with a sore wrist. Batting leadoff tonight. 3-2 pitch. Misses ball four. It's a leadoff walk for Hinojosa. And that is the first walk issued by the Red Ears today. They have not had a game this year with zero walks. And it was looking like they might today, but after a long battle, Hinojosa leads off the ninth with a walk. And that means that El Paso has the tying run at the plate in the form of Kyle Martin, left-hand hitter with pop. And the first pitch to Martin is a fastball up high, ball one. Now the 1-0 is popped up. Foul and out of play on the third base side. One ball, one strike. Here to shallow left center. Here comes Kelnick. He'll get there and he makes the catch, and that is the first out at the top of the ninth inning. So Martin flies out to Jared Kelnick in shallow left center. One away, and now Jose Azucar is the batter. He's 0 for 3 so far. And Steckenrider looking at his infields, and they've got everyone infielders, and he's got everyone positioned where he wants him, and the pitch is a swing and a miss by Azucar. There is strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Steckenrider using the heater to get ahead of Azucar. Steckenrider. Now with the 0-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a foul back. Steckenrider hasn't had a save in a minor league game since 2017 with New Orleans, where he was totally dominant that year and ended up spending half the season in the big leagues with the Marlins. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline. Still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch, swing and a foul tip, and that got a piece of O'Keefe behind the plate. He's going to need to walk it off. Still one ball, two strikes to Azucar. One out of the ninth. Red Ears lead 2-0. Hinojosa, the runner at first base, being held on by Joe Odom. Right here is trying to lock up game one of this series. Got to get two more outs, though. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Azucar. It's a fastball off the plate, a smidge. Two balls, two strikes. Now Steckenrider is ready. The 2-2 pitch is low, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Hinojosa away from the bag at first, and the 3-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul. And it is still three balls, two strikes. Azucar is having a long plate appearance. This is about to see, about to be the ninth pitch, no, the tenth pitch of his at bat coming up here. Steckenrider fires, and it's swung on, grounded. It is a fair ball down the third baseline. That's a problem. Chasing it into the corner is Mejia. Hinojosa is around third. He's headed, takes the turn, and then goes back to third. The right ears throw behind him, and Padlo tags him out. The cutoff man was McCoy. He wheeled to fire to home plate and saw that they had the runner, Hinojosa, had stopped after coming around the third base bag. And so McCoy just threw it to Padlo, who was able to get a tag on Hinojosa. He overran the bag, put on the stop, the brakes too late. So he is out 7-6-5 at third base. Azucar has a double. He is at second. There are two outs, and that is just a huge change of fortune to this game right there. They would have had second and third, one out. Instead, two outs and a runner at second. And the pitch to Will Myers is hit to left. And there's Mejia, and he makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Raiders win it 2-0, the final score, as they pitch a shutout, and they benefit from a base-running mistake in the ninth. And just like in the Salt Lake series, yeah, that was a base-running mistake, but the Raiders defensively handled the ball exactly as you should to get the out there. And then Myers lines out to left. Pretty well struck ball, but Mejia able to haul it in. And the Red Ears are winners today. 2-0, the final score over El Paso. And that is the Red Ears' 40th victory of the season right there, as they win the series opener today against the Chihuahuas. 2-0 the final. We'll recap it, have a look at the Major League and Triple A scoreboards in the Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Rainiers win 2-0. They open up the homestand with a victory over the El Paso Chihuahuas here on a beautiful sunny Tuesday afternoon. Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing. Just great pitching today, as the Rainiers had five pitchers combine on a two-hit shutout Austin Warner made the start. Four perfect innings for the lefty. 12 up, 12 down. Normally a reliever, made the spot start today. That's why he came out after the four scoreless. He exceeded expectations, though, by even making it through four innings, let alone four perfect innings. And it was 0-0 when he left the game. The El Paso starter, Luke Westfall, kept the Red Ears out of the hit column, walked a couple guys, but left the game in the fourth inning after throwing a pitch to Brian O'Keefe. Luis Camposano, the catcher, noticed something was wrong with Westfall, and the trainer came out, and the trainer took him out of the game. So Westfall left with an injury. El Paso went to the pen after that. Brought in Evan Miller, who worked. He finished the bottom of the fourth without incident. In the fifth, the Red Ears brought in Brennan Bernardino. He pitched a scoreless top of the fifth, and in the bottom of the fifth, the Red Ears took the lead. With one out, Mason McCoy reached on an infield single, which was the first hit for either team in the game. McCoy then stole second base, went to third on a ground out by Marcus Wilson, and there were two outs of the inning at that point. Runner at third, Jared Kelnick at the plate, and Kelnick sprayed a double to left field, a hard hit ball for a two-out RBI double that brought in McCoy and gave the Red Ears the 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. In the top of the sixth, Bernardino pitched another scoreless inning, although the Red Ears' no-hit bid ended when C.J. Hinojosa doubled to deep right center with one out, but Bernardino was able to strand him, getting back-to-back strikeouts to wrap up the inning. In the bottom of the sixth, the Red Ears added an insurance run against the reliever Aaron Northcraft, a former Red Ear who was wild today. Northcraft walked Kevin Padlow, hit Brian O'Keefe with a pitch, and then Padlow stole third base, and Eric Mejia hit a sacrifice fly that scored Padlow from third, and the Red Ears were up 2-0 in the sixth inning. From there, we just watched the Red Ears' bullpen work. Taylor Williams worked a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning, struck out two. Kyle Bird pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning, getting help from a diving catch in center by Jared Kelnick. And then Drew Steckenrider came in for the ninth, his first save opportunity since joining the Red Ears. And he walked the leadoff man after a long battle with C.J. Hinojosa. And Kyle Martin then flied out, and then a key play in this game. Who knows what would have happened if this had not occurred, but it did. Jose Azucar pulled a double, a grounder, just inside the third base bag. Barely fair, but down the line. And Hinojosa was at first base. He was running on contact, and he rounded third and took a big turn around third and then put on the brakes, stopped, and tried to go back to third base. Well, the Red Ears left fielder, Eric Mejia, dug out the ball down the line, fired it into the cutoff man, McCoy. McCoy turned, and instead of having to throw home, he just threw to third, and Padlow was there, and he was there to receive the throw and tag out Hinojosa, who had over-rounded the bag. And the Red Ears got an out that way that was huge. Instead of runners at second and third with one out of the ninth, that would have been tying runners in scoring position. There was just a runner at second and two outs in the ninth, and the tying run was in the batter's box instead. It was Will Myers, the rehabbing major leaguer, longtime big leaguer, power hitter, and he swung at the first pitch, made solid contact, but lined it right to Eric Mejia in left field for the final out of the ball game, and the Red Ears were winners today, 2-0, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma: 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. El Paso, 0 runs, 2 hits, no errors. Left 2 on base. And the winning pitcher today was Brennan Bernardino. He's 2-0. Saved to Steckenrider, his first. Evan Miller takes the loss. He is 3-4. Time of the ball game: 2 hours, 35 minutes. The attendance, 4,886. With the win, the Red Ears go to 40-53 on the season. El Paso's now lost 5 in a row. They are 52 wins, 42 losses on the year. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. The Red Ears are sending Justice Sheffield to the mound against right-hander Pedro Avila. We'll be on the air with our pregame show beginning at 6.55. Red Ears win it, 2-0, the final score. Stick around. We will check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Red Ears postgame show continues right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers win. They beat El Paso 2-0 is our final score. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard, which doesn't have a whole lot of action to it for now because most of the games today are night games, including the Mariners. The Mariners are at home tonight against the Texas Rangers, 7-10 start at T-Mobile Park. George Kirby starts for Seattle, and Dave Dunning will start for the Rangers. Mariners beat the Rangers yesterday to end their little three-game losing streak. See if they can start another winning streak by getting the Rangers again here today. One final in the majors today, one day game, Wrigley Field, likely a suspect there. Cubs beat the Pirates 4-2. They scored three runs at the bottom of the first inning and led the whole game. Keegan Thompson tossed seven scoreless innings to get the win. He is 8-4. Seiya Suzuki hit a homer for the Cubs. O'Neill Cruz hit one for the Pirates. Cubs beat the Pirates 4-2, the final. Other games that are starting later on today. The Marlins are at the Reds. Braves at Philadelphia. Tampa Bay is in Baltimore with McClanahan on the hill. Cardinals are at Toronto. Cardinals playing without their two biggest stars in the series north of the border. No Nolan Arenado or Paul Goldschmidt. They couldn't get into Canada. Cleveland and Boston play at Fenway tonight. Yankees and New York in New York. Let's start that again so it makes more sense. Yankees and Mets, interleague game in the home of the New York Mets. That starts later. Well, that starts earlier, 4 o'clock. That's a national TV game if you want to watch it. Taijuan Walker, former Rainier, starts for the Mets today. Padres are at Detroit. Angels take it on the Royals. Twins at Milwaukee. White Sox at Rockies. All these games later tonight. Astros at Oakland A's. Giants and Diamondbacks in Phoenix, and the Dodgers are hosting the Nats in the latest game of the night. Here in Tacoma, Rainiers beat El Paso 2-0. We'll be back with more on the Rainiers postgame show right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, the Red Ears beat El Paso 2-0, the final score from Cheney Stadium today in the opening game of the six-game series, six-game homestand, and shutout pitching today is Austin Warner, Brennan Bernardino, Taylor Williams, Kyle Bird, and Drew Steckenrider combined on a two-hit shutout. It is the sixth shutout pitched by Tacoma this season, the second in four games since the All-Star break. And the Red Ears did it against El Paso, the team that leads the league in batting average and home runs and runs scored. So The Red Deers silencing a very good offense, although El Paso is a different hitting club when they're away from their home ballpark, which is one of the highest scoring facilities in AAA baseball. But still, they can hit anywhere, just not quite as well on the road as they do at home. And the Red Deers were able to shut them down today, limiting them to just two hits as Tacoma takes this game. 2-0 is the final score. All the other action in the PCL is later today. Sacramento is beginning a series at Round Rock. Sugarland and Oklahoma City are meeting up in Bricktown. Vegas is at Albuquerque, and the Red Hot Reno Aces are at home against the Salt Lake Bees. Well, the Red Ears will take the rest of the day off and get back at it tomorrow night. We return to night baseball tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be at 7:05 p.m. just as Sheffield starts for Tacoma against El Paso's Pedro Avila. Sheffield scratched from its last start due to a stiff neck, but had a successful bullpen outing on Sunday. He says he's ready to go. He's 3-5 with a 6.98 ERA. Pedro Avila for El Paso, 3-2 with a 5.40 ERA. That's tomorrow evening at 7:05 p.m. here at Cheney Stadium. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 2, El Paso nothing. Have a great afternoon.